A day after Fidel Castro resigned as president of Cuba, dozens of Cuban Americans are waiting in the Miami airport to greet relatives from the island nation. Cuban-born Florida Senator Republican Mel Martinez said that yesterday's change just formalized what has already taken place.
It's a situation that yesterday, I think it was just a formalization of what already had taken place, which was a transfer of power from one aging dictator to another aging dictator. We need to be looking for days when in Cuba in the future there will be a true change, a true transfer to a different system, people with new ideas that will try to bring Cuba to a better place. I believe that at this point, our best hope is to continue to encourage the dissident movement inside the island, to encourage through all the nations around the world to the human treatment of prisoners, that the political prisoners be released, and that the observance of human rights be at the forefront of what we do in relation to Cuba.
WMNF asked Martinez whether he would continue to support the U.S. government policy to restrict the freedom of Americans to travel to Cuba.
Yeah, I believe that any time it's international interest for Americans not to travel to certain parts of the world, that's always a good idea and something we have done and should do. And so at this time, for legitimate reasons, Americans can travel to Cuba, but it's not a place for tourism, not until such time as the Cuban people are treated better by their own government.